from the bottom of the Gimel Aleph Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. The Chol Adam Lo Yeh Be'Oil Moed. When the Kohen goes in to be Makter Ketores, that's a simple meaning of the Pasuk, no one's allowed to be in Oil Moed. Yachol Afilu Ba'Azara. I might think that Oil Moed includes the Azara too, not just what we call the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, but even the rest of the Azara. Talmud Lo Yeh Be'Oil Moed. Oil Moed means Oil Moed. In the Mishkan, Oil Moed was where the two parts to it, the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh was where the menorah and the shulchan and the Mizbeach HaKtoris was, and the curtain separated, and the others was the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Aram. So that's called Oil Moed. That's where you're not allowed to be. But in the rest of the Azara, which in the Mishkan was the Chatzar HaMishkan, there you're allowed to be. Ainli ala Oil Moed, Shema Midbar. I may think that this halakha only applies in the Midbar, when it was called Oil Moed. Shiloh Beisalabi Benayat. How do I know that it includes even when the Mishkan was in Shiloh and also the Beis HaMikdash? Talmud Lomar Bakodesh. Tosus explains that normally all the halakhas that apply to the Mishkan apply to the Mikdash because they're called the same thing. But in things that have to do with Tuba, there we need a ribui. And over here, since it mentions the idea of Tuba, like I mean these things, so therefore I need a special ribui. But normally you don't need a ribui to be marbe the Mikdash if you know something applies to the Mishkan. Ainli ala b'shas haktora, b'shas matndom b'nayim. I hear only when he goes in to be back to the Ketores. How about when he goes in to sprinkle the dam? Tablom b'vol lechaper. Any kapara. Kapara is also, damim is also kapara. So when he goes into the heichal to be mechaper, nobody can be in the heichal. When he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be mechaper, nobody can be in the heichal. Eidli ala b'knisasa, it's only when he goes in. B'tziyasa b'nayin, if he finished already and he's not out yet, how do we know still nobody can be in the heichal whether he's on his way out? Talmud lomar ad say so, and ad b'chlau, even till he comes out completely. Rashi, Yochel Af Bechol Ha Azara, Lo Yehe Adam Ome, Kishakoin Machter Ktoris. Lifnai Velifnim, how do I know that anybody is allowed to be in the Azara Bechlau when the Koin Gol is Machter Ktoris Lifnai Velifnim? Eli Alamishas Haktoris Ktoris, Lekane Beforish My Mashma. Later on we'll see where we had a Havamin and it's only by Ktoris. Doesn't say specifically Ktoris, says Lechaper. How do I know why would I think that that's talking about Dafka Ktoris? Okay. The Chiper Ba'ado Vad Beiso Vad Kol Kahal Yisrael Kaparoso Kodemes L'Chaparas Echov HaKohanim. That's the Gears of the Gra leaves out, and other Rishonim also leave out L'Chaparas Beiso. We don't have that. He's Mechaper himself and his wife at the same time, but the Kapara on his and Pashas is going on the Vidui, like we said before. First he's Misvada on himself and his wife, and then once he becomes a Zaka, he's Mitzvah the second time on Kol Echav HaKohanim. So the Kaparas Dvorim, the Vidui, for himself comes first, then the Vidui for Echav HaKohanim, the Kaparas Echav HaKohanim, Kodemus the Kaparas Kol Kal Yisrael, the Vidui on the Seir. That comes after that. Okay, Omer Mar, Eidli Ela Mishas HaKtor, my Mashma. Why would I think that when it says V'chol Adam Lo Yeh Bo'om Wei Devo L'chaper Ba'kodesh, I'd say so that L'chaper means Dafka Ketores and that Matan Dabi. Amar Rav V'chein Rav Yisrael V'Avdimi V'chein Rav Elazar Amar Kro V'chiper Ba'ado V'Abeisho V'Kol Kal Yisrael Ezeo Kaporo Sheshov Elo U'Le'echo V'Kohanim. Again, the Gears of the Gra takes out Odeso V'Kol Kal Yisrael. What Kaporo is equal for everybody, right? Have the Omer Zeh Haktoris. The Ktoris was an equal kapara for everybody. Rashi Eken Rashi says, have the Omer Zeh Haktoris, Ktoris. The Ilu Matndomim, Eich Shovel Kula. Shapar Mechaper Olov Yala Kohanim, Vasir Al Yisrael. When it comes to Matndomim, the Par was Mechaper for him and the rest of the Kohanim, and the Seir was Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So it's not a kapara Shovel Kula. So what kapara was Shovel Kula? The Ktoris. The Gemara says, "Ktoris mechaperis." Ktoris is a kapara. It. Rav Tani Rav Chananya Lamadu l'Ktoris mechaperis. We have a pasuk that tells me the Ktoris is mechaper. Shemar Vayitin Saktoris Vayichaper Al Ha'am by Korach. says that Aaron put the Ketores and he was mechaper of the people, and the Magefa stopped. The Tana Devei Mishmuel, Al Ma Ketores Mechaperes, what is Ketores Mechaperon? Al Lashon Hara. Yovel Dover Shemechashai, the Echaper Amai Se Chashai. Rashi, Al Lashon Hara, Ki Ahi De Korach, Lashon Hara Havi. The Ksiv Atem Hamisa Vesam Hashem, Ustam Lashon Hara Mechashayu. Rashi is trying to answer the following question. Lachora, that was not Mechashoy. The people said openly, Atem Hamisa Vesam Hashem. So Rashi says, Enochinami, there it wasn't Chashoy, but most Lashon Hara is said quietly, secretly. So since it's Mechaper Lashon Hara, it's Mechaper a rove of the times on something Mechashoy. That's how Rashi works. Others learn that Lashon Hara is Mechashoy, even over there. They didn't come out and say openly Atzav Amisim. From what they said, it could be inferred that that's what they meant. They didn't come out and say it. The Torah says that's what they meant, but it was not said, what's it called, openly. And why is the Ketores called Chashoy? Because there's no vidui with it. You just bring it. You don't say anything like you do with the Matan Dramim. You count them. Achas, achas, viachas. So the Ketores is called Dover Shem Chashoy. Other reasons why Ketores is called Dover Shem Chashoy. There's no Pasuk Beferish that says what's it called, that it's Mechaper. It's only we infer it. What's it called? Not with furish in the pasuk that it's mechaper. And another reason is what it's mechaper, and also because it's done with nayv lifnim, so it's dovrishim mechashoy. I have another pshat that the dovrishim mechashoy doesn't mean it's done quietly, but there's two, because there's also the meil is mechaper on lashon hara. Yovel dovrishim mekol, yechaper al dovrishim mekol. There's two kaparas to Lashon Hara. One, what it does to the person that you're speaking about. That's the verbal, the audible. But it also damages the person that speaks it. That's the silent killer. That you don't see. That has nothing to do with what you said. That has to do with your own, how it affects you. So therefore, you need two kaparas. One for the damage done to the person who speaks it, and one for the damage done to other people. One's called bekol, what you do with your voice, and the other one is bechashoy, what you do to yourself, which is not because you said whatever you said about somebody else, and the damage is because of what you said. It's because you spoke lashon hara. Okay. It's not awesome. Parshim Bein Ha'ulam Ulamizbeach Mishasak Torah. Right, even Bein Ha'ulam Ulamizbeach, in that area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, which is the what's it called, the hallway into the Heicham, you also can't, nobody can be there. O Rebbe Lazer, Lo Shonu El Mishasak Torah the Heicham. That's only when he's Makter the Ketores on the golden Mizbeach in the Heicham. Then you have to remove yourself Bein Ulam Ulamizbeach. But when he's back to the Ketores, then you don't have to get out of this farther away. There's a few different reasons. One is for that reason. When he's doing something in the Heichel, we're afraid people are going to come in to see what's happening. So you have to separate even Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. But when he's Lefnai V'Lefnim, we're not afraid somebody's going to go Lefnai V'Lefnim if he's Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. But we are afraid if he's in the Heichel. So from the Heichel, you have to be Parish all the time. That could be B'nai Torah. The Rabbanan were only goes there. Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach is really, Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach is only the Rabbanan, because that's part of the Azara. We'll see. See tomorrow whether that's, there's a possibility it's Bein Ha'Torah. Pashas is the Rabbanan. So therefore the Rabbanan were not goes there, that you have to get away from the Ulam L'Mizbeach in that area when he's Lefnai V'Lefnim. Because the chances of somebody going in to the Heichal, right, because he's Lefnai V'Lefnim are minimal. But if he's in the Heichal, then the chances are more. That's one reason. Another reason is that if he's being makir ketores lefnai v'lefnim, it's so chomer to people that they don't need a gzera. Another reason is that we want people to be around when he goes lefnai v'lefnim, so you should be afraid to do the avodah wrong, like the tzedukin. But when he's in the Heichel, there's no reason why people have to be at all around, so therefore they made a gzera to keep them far away.
And the Heichel is every day? Or?
What? Yeah, every day we'll see. Even by other things, not only Yom Kippur. But whatever he's going with Chaper, right, whatever he brings, either Ktoris in the Heichel, or Matan Domim in the Heichel, which applies to other Korbanos, nobody can be in the Heichel at the same time, or in the Ulam, or Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach.
Even when
they're
different
coding,
does those
avodas in the hair? Yeah. We'll see. Learn from Psukim. Okay.
Pesach. And everybody was filled in the
house. And going to make the Ktoris.
They filled up the whole area.
But not when they were back to Ktoris. That time they had to be punished from the Heichel and Beinulam Lizbeach. Okay. Moshev Rav Adam Barava, the Ami Lakadi. Right, Rav Amar bar Ava asked this question. Some say that it was asked anonymously. Some say that Kadi was the name of an Amora. Some say Kadi just means anonymously. Rav Yossi Omer, Kishem Shemporish Mimein Ha'ulam Hazbeach B'Shasak Torah. Just like you have to separate and not be in the area Mimein Ha'ulam Hazbeach where the Kohen is Makter. Kach Porish B'Shas Matan Par Kohen Mashiach U'Par Helam Davashal Tzibor U'Sir Avonis Kachovit. All these things, you bring the blood into the Heichal and sprinkle them towards the Parochas. Just like on Yom Kippur, what you do with the Dam of the Seir or the Dam of the Par. These are all Parim HaDisrothim, the Tzirim HaDisrothim. And they're not eaten, they're burned. Okay? So similar to what's done on Yom Kippur. So the halacha is that when the Kohen, any Kohen, is being mechaper with the damim in the heichal, nobody can be in the heichal, and he can't be either bein ha'ulam lemizbeach. Ma ma'ala yesh bohet bein heichal lebein ha'ulam lemizbeach. What ma'ala does the heichal have over bein ha'ulam lemizbeach? She beheichal parshin bein b'shasak torah bein shalom b'shasak torah. From the heichal, it doesn't make a difference if it's b'shasak torah or shalom b'shasak torah. You have to be parish for the heichal. See what that means. Right, and bein hulam isbeach, you're only poreish b'shasak torah. Versus b'shasak torah be a parshi. Mashma that haktorah, any haktorah, even haktorah lifnai v'lifnim, you have to get out of the bein hulam isbeach. We said before that the only time you have to separate bein hulam isbeach is by the torahs and the heichal. But the Torah with life and the for whatever reason is so far away or so chamor that they weren't goes there not to be made whole of the Mizbeah. My lab is not Haktorah with life and the doesn't this Haktorah mean generic, any Haktorah, including the one with life and the the Kodesh HaKadoshim? No, Mishas Haktorah in the Heichal. It means specifically the Haktorah in the Heichal. Then you have to be outside the Beinulam Mizbeah. But by other Kaparis, the kaparis of the Dabin, there you only have to be out of the Heichal and the Ulam, not Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach. There they weren't gozer either. And one of the reasons is, Tosha says, because it's not mefurish in the Pasuk. The idea of kapara, ketores, we said, is mefurish. Because it's talking about kapara sheshavah bakol, which is the ketores. The other ones we learn out of psukim. And there's a rad in Shmuas, the rad says a famous yesod, that whatever is mefurish in the Torah is more chamor than something that's not mefurish. And therefore a shvua, even though it's not chal on something in the Torah, it's chal on something that's not mefurish in the Torah. It doesn't have the same intensity of chiyuv as something that's mefurish. So here, since it's not mefurish, they weren't gozer. Mashenkei, something that's mefurish in the Torah, there they made exerid the Rabbana Rabbi. Yochi Haba Ma'ala, the Sumo, this is the only Ma'ala that it has. We're talking about the Haktorah in the Heichal. And the Ma'ala of Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach is that when you're Makter in the Heichal, you have to be Mafrish Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach. But when you're Mazadabim in the Heichal, you don't have to be Mafrish Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach. There's another Ma'ala. Ha'ika Ha'ma'ala. Di'ilu Beheichal Parshu Be'mishat Saktorah Didei Be'mishat Saktorah Fa'il Lefnim. This is not the only Ma'ala. The difference between the Damim and the Ktoris. There's a difference in Ktoris itself. From the Heichal, you have to go out whether you're making Ktoris in the Heichal or you're making Ktoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, you only have to get out if you're making Ktoris in the Heichal. But Ktoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim doesn't necessitate you to get away from Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach. So why does the Braisa say that this is the Maila? It's not the only Maila, there's another Maila, if that's what it's talking about. The evil be made a ulam zech will parashi, and will be shasak torah de heichal. Well, it says Haktani Elisha Behechol Porshin Bei Bishas Haktara Bei Shalom Bishas Haktara. Right? No, it does say already that from the Heichal your Porish, whether it's Shas Haktara or Shalom Bishas Haktara. The Beit HaUlam Uzbeach Ein Porshin Ela Bishas Haktara. Right? So, okay, let's say this. Tomorrow the Muslims are going to go in and be medayik whether, what's it called, which haktorah we're talking about and which kapora we're talking about. See the Rashi till here. There was 22 amas space between the Mizbeach and the Pesach HaUlam. When do you have to vacate that area that's outside the ulam, between that and the mizbeach? Midrabanan, the mizbeach hapnimi shachris the arvish or yisramuchlo. Right, that's only when you bring ketores in the heichal, day and morning and evening, every day, and Yom Kippur too. But when the Kohen Gadol brings the Torah to the Tzayin Lefnim, you only have to vacate the Heichal, not the area of Beit HaUlam Mizbeach. That's farther away, right? It's two steps removed. You don't have to vacate that. That's in the Rabbanan. B'shas Matan Par Kohen Moshiach, Habo Alachas Mikor HaMitzvah Shetom Horas Atzmo. Right? The Kohen Gadol made a mistake, and he made a Horah for himself, that he's allowed to do something that's Chayiv Koris. So he brings a special par, right, as a kapar. And that he brings the blood inside the heichal and sprinkles it towards the, what's it called, the paroches, and on the corners of the golden mizbeach. If based in Paskin that a certain avod of avod zar was okay, and the tzibur followed them, so then they bring not a par helim dover shal tzibur, they bring a special thing, a par for avod zar. V'viim par la'ola u'sir l'chatzis, ki n'sir l'pashe shlach l'kha adoshim. V'also se'ir ma'am dover la'parochus, se'ir, you bring the blood and you sprinkle it towards the parochus, and the eidon de'echon ki n'afinim b'sifron, and it's burnt. The sifriyim v'sechus v'achim. Ha ba'malu yesh, hai ha kimo harei. The Bryce is explaining there's a special maila that the Heichal has over Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach. Kolomar, Me'ata ma maila yesh b'prisha Bein Heichal LeBein Ulam LeMizbeach. What does the prisha from the Heichal have over the prisha from the Bein Ulam LeMizbeach? Bein Mishas HaTorah, the maila is that between the Ulam LeMizbeach, the Heichal, whether it's Mishas HaTorah or not, what's it called? You have to separate. But by the Ulam LeMizbeach is only Mishas Kaktor, not Mishas Kaporos Hadamit. Kasoka Daitik, Bein Mishas Kaktor and Lefnayim Lefnim, Bein Shalom Mishas Kaktor and Lefnayim Lefnim. Now we think what it means is whether you're being Makter in the Heichal or you're being Makter in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And Mashma then, that what's it called? That you have to be Porish Bein Ulam LeMizbeach even when you're Makter in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Ela Mishas Makdor Bein Lefnayim Lefnim. But what's it called? And also, when you're being makter, the dabin in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Bibein ha'ulam l'zbeach ein parshim, mishum l'fnayim l'fnim el b'shas ha'ktora. Bibein ha'ulam l'zbeach, you're only mafrish, what's it called, if you're being makter k'toris l'fnayim l'fnim. But mashmah, when you are makter k'toris, you have to be mafrish. But not when he brings the dabin l'fnayim l'fnim and sprinkles them towards the aron. That you don't have to be Polish Bein Ulam Mizbeach, but that contradicts what we said before, that even when you're Makter Ktoris Lefnai Lefnim, you don't have to be Polish Bein Ulam Mizbeach. My love can appreciate. Look, Lord says, no, that's not what it means. Bishas Haktorah de Heichal, Kamar. The Polish should be Bein Ulam Mizbeach. What it means is, Bein Bishas Haktorah, Bein Shalom Bishas Haktorah is all going on the Heichal. Whether you're being makter k'toris in the heichal or not being makter k'toris, but bringing dabim in the heichal, you have to be porish in the heichal. V'achi kani, k'shem sheporishin mibein ha'ulam b'shas haktor in the heichal, kach porishin b'shas matan par kohen Moshiach davinomi b'heichal. Versus y'achi, the k'shem sheporishin b'shas haktor ha'heichal kohen, the law on the tzayin l'asim, it's only going on what's done in the heichal, and making a difference between Bein HaUlam LeMizbeach and the Heichal, legabe what's in the Heichal. Right? This is the only baila. We're talking about what's done in the heichal. There's another baila between Bein Ha'ula, the Mizbeach, and the heichal. What is it? The Chiein old baila, Elaha, the Shalom B'Shasak Torah, the Thnai V'Lithnim, Diktani Shebeheichal Porshin, Bein B'Shasak Torah, Bein the heichal, Bein L'Thnai V'Lithnim. Now we're learning, as a question, that you have to be Porish. B'Shas HaKtara doesn't make a difference from the what's it called Bein Ha'ula Mizbeach by Ktoris, whether it's in the Heichal or Kodesh HaKadoshim, not like we said before. Okay. And even when you're not being Machter Ktoris anywhere, but you're bringing the Damim in the Heichal, you also have to be Porish Bein Ha'ula Mizbeach in the Heichal. But from Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, you're not Poresh by the Matan Dabim L'Fnai V'L'Fnim, only Matan Dabim Shemeheichel. But the Ktoris, you're Poresh even on the Ktoris L'Fnai V'L'Fnim, the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, which contradicts what we said before. According to this, there's a Maila with the Haktorah too. That from the Heichel you're Poresh, and from the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach you're not Poresh. Not only by Ktoris, but by what's it called, by Matan Dabim too. That's what it means. Hi, Shalom B'Shas HaKtorah, the Ka'amr, Shalom B'Shas HaKtorah, the Heichal Ka'amr. It's not going on the side of the theme. It's just telling me that when you're Makter Ktoris in the Heichal, right, you have to be Polish on the Heichal, and from the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. But B'Shas HaKtorah, Shalafnai V'Lefnim, then you don't have to be Polish Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. Bein B'Shas HaKtorah D'Heichal V'Har Shalom B'Shas HaKtorah D'Krua Tani Shalom B'Shas HaKtorah D'Day El B'Shas HaKtorah L'Fnai V'Lefnim. Right, it's not saying just one generic HaKtorah. It doesn't make a difference where the HaKtorah is. It means HaKtorah D'Heichal. When you make HaKtorah D'Heichal, you have to be Polish on the Heichal and be Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. But Erechinami, when you make HaKtorah L'Fnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to be Polish Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. And any Matan Dabim, you're not Polish Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach for Matan Dabim L'Fnai V'Lefnim either.